If the law is passed in its current form, as seems likely, it will criminalise the denial of crimes committed during the Khmer Rouge's rule when 2 million Cambodians died. The law was drafted following recent comments by the deputy leader of the opposition, Khem Sokha, in which he purportedly cast doubt on a brutal Khmer Rouge-era prison where thousands died. In an audio file circulated by the government, Khem Sokha seems to suggest that S21 prison, which is now a genocide museum, might be a piece of propaganda dreamed up by Vietnam, which in 1979 was eager to justify its decision to invade and overthrow Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge government. In response, Prime Minister Hun Sen ordered Parliament to draft a new bill that would criminalise the denial of such crimes. Adoption of the law will likely be a formality, given that the ruling Cambodian People's Party holds the majority of seats. For his part, Khem Sokha says the government stitched together an array of comments to discredit him ahead of the July 28 general election. The government says it did no such thing. Beyond the politicking is a broader question: does Cambodia need such a law? The government says yes, on the grounds that failing to prosecute people who deny the crimes of the Khmer Rouge could cause Cambodia to descend into chaos. Yuk Chang is the director of the Documentation Centre of Cambodia, the leading research organisation on Khmer Rouge-era crimes. He believes the law is unnecessary and points out that in 2 decades of research,
I have not met a person or a survivor that denied that the Khmer Rouge committed horrible crime. Everybody believed this, including the Khmer Rouge themselves.
Yuk Chang says Rwanda's experience is instructive. The Central African nation passed a similar law that criminalised people who questioned its 1994 genocide, and its government has since been criticised for misusing that law for political ends. Under Cambodia's draft law, offenders face up to 2 years in jail and a fine. Commentators have suggested that a provision to prosecute legal entities could be used against political parties. U Virak, the president of the Cambodian Centre for Human Rights, believes the draft law is wholly political and says Hun Sen himself has made its purpose clear on numerous occasions.
I listened to his long speeches on this, and he said many times that he wanted this law to basically target one person, and that is Khem Sokha. And it's very, very political. It has nothing to do with denial of atrocity and the crimes that took place under the Khmer Rouge. It has everything to do with politics before the election.
Although government spokespeople were not available to comment, they have told local media in recent days that fears over the effect on free speech are unfounded, and have said Cambodia is only following the example of some European nations that criminalise Holocaust denial. For Yuk Chang, Khem Sokha's apparent comments about the well-documented crimes of the Khmer Rouge simply highlight the need for education, not legislation.
My concern is that when you have such a law, then you limit the free speech for people to search for the truth of what happened, and that fall into the young generation, which were born after the Khmer Rouge. And they should have the freedom to search, to understand, and to debate, and to find out what's going on.
Laws are designed to punish and compensate, Yuk Chang points out, but more than 30 years after the Khmer Rouge were driven from power, Cambodia needs healing and reconciliation. And to achieve that, people must be able to speak freely. He says that criminalising those who want to debate and query will deal a hammer blow to reconciliation. The truth, Yuk Chang maintains, does not need protection under the law. This is Robert Carmichael in Phnom Penh.